So it's like everything has to shut down. Everything has to get quiet. Nobody can talk about this stuff. And this person is going crazy inside. All who have been sexually violated often carry guilt, shame, and silence. And I want to reach out to you. And be a voice today. I'm going to go over through a few common misconceptions, and then I'd like to close with a reading. A common misconception is child sexual assault is a rare occurrence. The fact is, recent studies suggest that as many as 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys will experience some form of sexual assault before the age of 18. And I'm almost believing that's being very gracious. Another common misconception is the victim of sexual assault is a teenage girl. The victim is often a young child between 4 and 11 years old, although boys and girls of any age are vulnerable. 22% of abused children are under the age of 6. Another common misconception, the offender is a stranger to the child. The fact is, in 85% of the cases, the offender is someone known to the child, a parent, a relative, an older friend, or neighbor. In 40% of all cases, the offender was a father figure. Another common misconception, the assault takes the form of a violent attack, leaving the child with physical injuries. The fact is, the assault is usually nonviolent. The child is engaged by persuasion, threats, bribes, rather than by physical force. Another common misconception is child sexual assault usually occurs as a single isolated incident. The fact is, in 88% of reported cases, the child is subjected repeatedly to sexual assault. Because a child is persuaded to keep the activity a secret, it may continue undetected for a number of years. Recurrent assault is more damaging than a single isolated incident. Even though that one is damaging as well. A common misconception, the assault takes place in isolated places such as woods, parks, and playgrounds. The fact is, the assault frequently occurs in the child's familiar surroundings, often in his or her own home or that of a relative or friend. If you have small children and they don't want to go to Uncle so-and-so or Cousin so-and-so or Grandpa or Grandma or whatever, I plead with you, do not force them. I could tell you horror stories of what took place and how children have been abused in the living room on a Sunday afternoon, and there's a whole bunch of people sitting around and nobody ever caught on. At the dinner table on Sunday. And the child gets in trouble for not paying attention and passing stuff around the table. In the meantime, they're being abused.